Force Gamers is back, and it's your host, Game Goblin, sitting round table with Silent B. See? Being silent. Our guest today is going to be Fat Matt doing a rant, because I'm really hungry, and I'm going to miss probably half the show making myself dinner. Haha. And our Blasphemous is here, as always. Yo. So, you ready for some rantings?
Yeah, apparently I'm going to rant on some stuff. First thing I think I need to rant about is how the fuck you gonna go in that kitchen to make yourself something to eat? You haven't even talked to me about food. That's kind of messed up.
Dude, there's plenty.
All right, fair enough.
I'll make an extra bowl. I'm making food because I'm fucking hungry.
Yeah, but what food?
What food? Food, this sounds like the intro.
Feeling tired at the gaming table? Want to hear foul-mouthed jackasses poke fun at gaming companies when they screw up? Want an honest, street-level opinion from a team of gamers that call it like it is? Then Blunt Force Gamers may be the podcast for you.
Listener discretion advised.
Now that we're back and it's time for you to rant, I've got a couple of hot topics for you, considering the state of the internet lately, social justice warriors, it all kind of blends together. So you can go crazy.
The deep state of the internet.
The deep state of the internet. Zoe Quinn signing up with DC Comics.
Oh, good lord.
Anita Sarkeesian making an appearance at Gen Con.
Ah!
And as I mentioned earlier, Roll20, one of the head guys, I don't remember his name right off bat, shutting down men-only role-playing groups while letting women-only role-play groups be gold-starred for, hey, you can go ahead and role-play, girls.
Because equality.
Because equality is
that
not
word does
equal.
Not mean what I think they think it means.
You know, Vicini, right now, would rise back up from the Iocane powder and be like, what the fuck? This isn't logical. Because you never go into social justice when a Sicilian is on the line. So those are your topics, if you want to roll with them.
Hey, I'm ready to roll with anything, you know. Like I said, I just need something to bounce off of, which means that Blasphemous is fat ass going to have to put down his phone and actually engage in this while you go make food for all of us.
Okay, I can do that.
All right, so shit, what was the first one that you were talking about there? Was that Zoe Quinn and DC Comics?
Yeah.
Good fucking lord. Okay, if you can't write a simple fucking video game premise, alright, and you fell at that shit, I'm pretty fucking sure you're not supposed to be writing comic books.
And it really sucks because DC is one of my favorite homes for comics because you got all the Batman guys, you know, all the writers that they had. They were all pretty spot on. There's only two I don't like. You got Green Lantern, my favorite superhero of all time. But Jesus Christ, if they're going to go down this route, didn't they see how Marvel failed?
Dude, speaking of going down, like, I understand how she got good reviews when she was making her video game, because that's back when she was still at least bangable, and she was fucking and sucking her way to the top of the review list, but have you seen her lately? She looks like you in a purple wig and a dress.
Allegedly sucking her way to the top.
I'm not even gonna say allegedly, because I have fucking seen her nudes, and I can definitely tell you she has sucked some dicks.
Well,
hey, she was hot back in the day.
Gamergate
Don't
was a
look
thing.
At me like that. She used to be hot. I will defend that to the end. But now? Now she looks like Blasphemous in a pink wig and a dress.
All right, I gotta see.
It went from purple to pink?
I'm fully convinced that the only reason why she's writing for DC is because down at the office, they don't have any security guards that are strong enough to lift that beach well out of the building, so they had to give her a job. It's the only thing that makes sense. Social justice has failed at everything that it has ever put its grubby little hands on. After the debacle at Marvel, I don't know what the hell DC's thinking.
Didn't DC learn the lesson that they shouldn't hire people who have been laughed out of the UN?
You would think that, but I mean, one of their top characters is a dude that runs around in black pajamas screaming, "I am the knight."
Jesus.
So,
context really
I mean,
quickly.
I mean, yeah, Jesus. So we're looking at a picture of her right now, and
holy
lord,
shit, she looks
context
like a blobfish.
Really quickly. Which Marvel debacle are we talking about?
Give me just 1 second. I'll explain that in just a moment. I'd like to point out something. Zoe Quinn has now made me change my mind. I think I actually can fap to that fat Asian bitch from the fucking Last Jedi before I'd be able to fap to that. And as far as the Marvel debacle goes, the crap they did with female Thor, that was fucking horrendous.
Whoa,
Iron Man, all that shit.
I am sorry, but I'm going to have to pause you on that one real
pause
quick.
Pause me, let's do this.
Because Kelly Marie Tran, out of character,
Right, she's hot out of character.
Out of character, totally bangable,
right.
Totally hot.
Right, no, but I'm talking about the character itself. I explained before that I could never fap to that character, but having seen what Zoe Quinn has turned into, that character's not looking so bad. Dude, that looking like a man. A fat man.
She looking like a man.
Yes, most definitely.
I know, like, I'm trying to, like, piece together the choice of, like, I was standing in a room, and they said, okay, the only way you're going to live is rail Zoe Quinn or rail Kelly Marie Tran while she's in character as
I can hate whatever. Fuck that character.
I'm just thinking, you know, Jabba, just go ahead, push me off the fucking walk and let me fall into the Sarlacc pit.
No, because falling into the Sarlacc pit now sounds like having sex with Zoe Quinn.
It's like throwing a pencil down a mineshaft.
Good lord. Not good times. But no, I mean, the Zoe Quinn thing really pisses me off because think of how many people out there that actually, like, write their own stories and shit, work on comic book art, shit like that. Like, think of how hard it's always been for these people to fucking break into the industry, to even get a shot at breaking into the fucking industry. And then along comes fucking Miss, ooh, I have a fucking vagina, so I deserve money, all right? And suddenly they're fucking letting her fucking write for them, dude. It's an insult to anyone that has ever worked on a fucking comic book, dude.
True.
I mean, it's fucked up, like, plain and simple. There's no other way around it, dude. I don't know what the fuck they are thinking. Then we mentioned the Anita Sarkeesian thing with her being invited to Gen Con, you know, a convention for tabletop fucking gaming. But Anita Sarkeesian is never involved in anything, and it ends well. It has never happened.
I'm just wondering, I'm questioning their wisdom on the whole subject because she's been proven to be a fraud repeatedly.
Dude, yeah.
And her mistreatment of Sargon and Boogie at previous showings shows the strength of her character, which is about non-existent.
But she doesn't belong at a convention. Period.
She doesn't.
Period. All right? I can't believe that she got paid $35,000 to open a Discord server, which, by the way, is free to do. Nobody pays me money to do fucking free shit.
Got paid $35,000.
$35,000 to open a Discord server.
Reportedly to pay fucking moderators.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
That's complete and utter fucking bullshit. I can open one up right now. It'll take me fucking 3 minutes tops. And I don't even have to pay you guys to moderate shit. You guys are just being there fucking with people just because. Yeah, that shit's fucked up. Anita Sarkeesian should not be allowed in public. Like, just period. She is a spiteful, evil fucking human being who treats other people like fucking garbage. If you actually listen to all the shit she fucking complains about, she embodies that stuff. What was that old saying? The things that you hate in others are the traits that you dislike about yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, she should really, really look in a wide mirror.
I mean, it's ridiculous. And there was more shit that went on at Gen Con. Fucking assault of an online personality.
Oh, when Jeremy from The Quartering got assaulted by Matt Fantastic?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that guy, dude. That guy shouldn't... Number one, the moment a police report got filed on that shit, that guy should have been ejected from the convention, period. I don't know if you've kept up on it, but they found fucking footage of him talking about another dude that he assaulted a couple years back, also at Gen Con. So yeah. This isn't even the first time this dude has physically assaulted somebody from Gen Con.
And with every other convention, you read their fucking conduct stuff. If there is any violence... Fucking everybody's out. Everybody involved is fucking ejected.
Yeah, as it should be.
This guy gets special fucking treatment because he agrees with them politically.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, dude. More and more it's pushing towards we just need to make this a Fat Matt run dictatorship.
No, because I have plans for this world.
Well, you could be my General Zod.
South Africa needs help.
South Africa doesn't need help. South Africa needs a Fat Matt dictatorship.
Off topic, though. The really weird part. And going,
hey, this is a Matt rant. Everything's on topic.
Okay, everything's on topic. Well, the weird thing is, on our previous podcast a couple weeks ago, we mentioned that Russia, ooh, bad, scary, and all this shit.
They're the only ones holding a helping hand out towards South Africa.
Oh, right now. I'm fully aware of that, because countries like fucking Canada, where the white people that are in fear of it for their lives in South Africa, as they're talking about getting ready to genocide them, told the people that applied for refugee status that since they're white, their claims of their lives being in danger is just racist propaganda.
Yeah, propaganda, just like all the photographs I've seen of people being butchered.
Right, and all the actual news articles and everything with the leaders of South Africa talking about people being butchered.
Mm-hmm. Or the videos of them yelling, kill the Boers, during songs.
Yeah.
But that's fashionable because those people have melanin in their skin.
Oh, that's right, the universe talks to them. Forgot.
You need to decolonize your mind, man.
I don't know.
I'm sure if we just sent Francesca Ramsey down there, she could smooth
guys,
everything out.
Guys, why didn't these applied refugees just play their white privilege card?
I don't know. Apparently they're not accepting that anymore.
Yeah, but I mean, if SJWs have taught me anything, it's that as a white man, I should be allowed to go anywhere at any time without question or fear.
Just like Gen Con,
where apparently if somebody throws a punch at me, I should be able to turn, glare at them with my blue white man eyes. And it should stop the fist midair because white privilege.
No, because D20.
God.
Speaking of D20, another Gen Con exclusive. The co-founder, one of the founders
I have to look up his name.
Of fucking Roll D20, the online gaming site where you can go and meet up with random people to run games or be part of games, is over there and shuts down men-only groups because of fucking exclusion bullshit and all that. But women-only groups apparently are fine. Like, I got nothing against blank-only groups. People who only live in Seattle. People who only like to play elves and shit. Just let them fucking be. They're just gamers gaming online.
Closed groups have been a classic since I first encountered gaming. Like, some people wouldn't let you in a group unless you were, say, from the local area, so they want you to be able to show
Closed
up.
Closed group makes sense because it allows you to build a group for your game of a specific mindset. Okay, if I'm trying to run a game where I'm looking for soldiers for my campaign, okay, and so my thing is I'm only hiring people with military experience because they'll know the lingo and stuff that I'm talking, I don't want to go get Bruno from the local burger shop and have him join the damn campaign, and every time that I say a military word, we have to stop, derail the game 30 seconds while I explain the word.
Whiskey Tango Foxtrot?
No.
It's called Pucker Factor, soldier.
Yeah, there's a reason for it. And it's not about excluding other people. It's about customizing your gaming experience.
Yeah.
There should be nothing wrong with that.
Not only that, but I found closed groups to be better because a lot of times what closed group moderators will do is they'll look and they'll see, hey, can you actually role play? You know, if you're somebody newer, they'll know and they might say, hey, you might want to find another group, or at that point the training wheels can be slapped on. And if there's, you want experienced gamers, then you're going to get experienced gamers, and you're going to have a game that's fluid because you only have experienced in there.
And even offline, there are closed groups for distinct groups of individuals. For example, there's Jew-only summer camps. You know, it's like the Christian camps, but for Jews. You know, so little Jewish kids go and, you know, read more about the Talmud or whatever. There's Native American-only summer camps. There's resorts for women only. You know, there's resorts for, or not resorts, but programs for disabled people only. You know, it's kind of like the movie The Ringer. You get the one guy who's pretending to be slow showing up, but he's intruding himself into a group for a specific demographic. And everybody needs their own cluster group. You know, that's why we used to have clubs for men, just gentlemen clubs. Guys would go and just talk with guys, drink a little bit of bourbon, smoke some cigars, and most likely talk about business and finance. But somebody got bent out of shape and said, oh, well, we're excluded. We can't be in that, so it's bad. But at the same time, other groups still exist, and nobody says, oh, well, we're excluded from that because I'm not Jewish. I can't go to Jew camp. That sounded bad.
Well, what's funny is...
I did not mean to go there.
It kind of went there. You'll learn to concentrate at that camp. But anyways, that brings us full circle back to the Nita Sarkeesian thing and the problem with SJWs and stuff. It's like what you were just saying about the men's groups and stuff like that is the whole idea of, you know, these people will bitch and complain that they want into this exclusive thing that you've got going on. And then once they get there, they instantly start complaining about they're offended by this, they're offended by that, you need to change this to fit them, change that to fit them, and pretty soon, the thing that they wanted to be a part of no longer looks a damn thing like it used to, because you had to change everything to accommodate their desires for it.
And that's one of the big problems I have with Sarkeesian and the SJWs moving in on tabletop gaming. They've already ruined the shit out of games like Magic the Gathering, you know, but the SJW agenda, they fucked over video games royally. Just look at how Mass Effect Andromeda turned out by having their all safe space peoples do all the programming and art design and shit. People who weren't even qualified for the fucking job. And now they're moving into tabletop gaming. And I've seen this start like 20 years ago when they started doing kind of the diversity mix-up. But now you know they're going to ramp it up to full force.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, definitely. And it's just horrible because it just ruins everything that it touches, dude. It's terrible. It's like Bill Cosby at a party. You know, after it touches you, you're never the same.
Mm. Hashtag you too.
And we've been seeing the
don't say hashtag you too. I don't want Bono showing up and thinking that we want to hear him sing.
But we've been seeing the claws of feminism firsthand. What with our convention we go to every year.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, but I mean, for the most part, they've managed to fend a lot of it off. I mean, it's done damage, noticeable damage. But
we don't have dates this year. We don't have a set. We can't get our rooms yet, nothing. It's 6 months away.
Yeah. Like 2 years ago, I walked into a room next to a party, and I was like, I'm just going to hide in here for a moment because there was a lot of people, and everybody knows that I don't like big groups. So I just shuffle into a room, and I'm standing there, and I'm like, hey, it's nice and quiet in here. People are playing games, and I turn around. This is a designated safe space. And I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to go feel uncomfortable outside instead of, well, because if I open my mouth in the safe space, I'm fucked.
And that's the thing, we don't do this out of any animosity, it's retarded. It destroys communities because it starts to segregate. I am against segregation in all forms, therefore, I'm not a big fan of when they try to segregate, is for these certain people.
Well, that's the funny thing, too, is they talk about how they're against sexism and racism, but then they break everything down by sex and race.
It's really weird, you know, growing up, don't judge a man by the color of his skin, but the content of his character, and now it's flipped reverse.
I'm just saying, though, with the way that they talk about what they're against and then they fixate on it, it's like your buddy that swears that he's not fucking gay, but then he just walks around all day long talking about dudes' asses and packages. You know what I mean? That guy where every time you wrestle, he gets a little too touchy-feely, but then screams fag at everybody else.
I have a feeling his first name starts with the letter M.
Oh... E-R-I-C. There's no M.
We're doing private jokes and by the microphone.
That's right. That's right. A little bit of private joking outside of your guys' ability to see what's going on. But no, like, I don't know why anybody would willingly drink poison. You know what I mean? When you've already seen what it's done to everything else that it's touched, why would you willingly imbibe it?
It's like, oh, people want to keep making socialism or communism work. They're like, well, that wasn't real socialism or communism.
Oh, my God. Right?
Because they know much better than everyone else who's
communism worked out really great. And speaking of poison, communism worked out super duper great in Jonestown.
How about Venezuela?
Yeah. Venezuela, where my non-existent character in World of Warcraft is worth more money than their entire economy.
Oh, there was a really good one speaking about Venezuela. What's her name? Cortez.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was funny. Somebody mentioned that Cortez backed a bunch of people, you know, said, hey, this one's a good candidate. This one's a good candidate. None of them got elected, so somebody replied, hey, you know, all those people you backed are about, you know, all the seats that you backed are about as full as a shelf in Venezuela.
Nice.
Supermarket is empty. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. We've seen it destroy our community. Things we love. Comic books, video games, conventions now.
Star Wars!
Try not to go there. It's an open wound.
Oh, fuck them for what they did!
But now it's diverse and wholesome.
What do you mean? It's overly human-centric.
No, it is extremely diverse. Have you seen all the races and genders of people that now hate it?
Yeah. That's true.
Actually, good point. It has made It's like the saying, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
You know what's hilarious, too, is we should have seen this coming. It's like George Lucas was trying to warn us with the prequels as he was showing what Palpatine was doing, how he's secretly Sidious and he's going to fuck up your galaxy. He was warning us in advance about what was coming under Kathleen Kennedy. I think she watched those movies and didn't understand that Palpatine's the bad guy.
And so now Kathleen Kennedy's encounter with the fans has left her scarred. So now
but
she's
has not shaken her resolve.
But not has shaken her resolve.
No, I mean, I keep trying to appeal to the Senate in order to get them to fix things, but apparently Kathleen Kennedy is the Senate. It's not working, bro.
Not for very long. Bruno. Yes. We gotta edit that.
We are?
Dude, that microphone picks up everything.
No, that sound stays. That sounds perfect.
The crinkling of his foot against the coffee table stays.
It's better than any dialogue they put in a recent Star Wars movie.
Okay, well, not
there was
that
more
out.
Character development.
I would argue that there was more character development in that than in Solo.
Oh, but it has Darth Maul.
He trained harder to do that than Rey trained to do anything in the movies.
Was fucking totally pilot first grade, but never wanted to leave the planet.
Dude, you want to know all the proof that you need that the SJWs are never happy? They just hired on. What's that hot lesbian chick that used to get my dick hard in Orange is the New Black? Ruby Rose. Mm-hmm. They just hired that hot lesbian piece of ass to play lesbian Batwoman on the CW, right? So they hired a lesbian to play a lesbian, and the SJWs are still going off about how she's not lesbian enough. Now they're mad that they hired a good-looking lesbian.
The fuck?
And then they're mad because she's never come out and just outright stated that she is a lesbian. She has stated that she's not fucking contained to just one thing. She's not pansexual, but she's using one of the other special words for her. I fool around with more than just a penis. And so now they're mad that since she hasn't taken a hard lesbian stance, she can't play the lesbian character.
The double fuck?
That's even worse than the shit fuck that just happened with Black Widow.
Bro, this is the you can never, ever, ever, ever make them happy, no matter what you do.
It's like, oh, we got an actress to play, you know, a male to female transgender, like one of the hottest actresses in all of Hollywood, except for the fact that she's got stuff down below, thanks to one of her previous boyfriends, but she's still hot to look at. And they're like, no, she's not really trans, she can't play the role. Ed Wood wasn't trans when he played Glenn,
well,
or Glinda.
Here's the two funny things about that. Number one, she owns the production company that's making the movie.
Well, they've already
so
shut it down, though.
You'd maybe think you'd get off her ass a little bit. Oh, I know. And number two, so they think it's important that their stories be told. But the moment that you get a big-name celebrity that will actually get attention drawn to your movie, you bitch and complain about it to the point where the movie gets shut down. So congratulations, now there's no story to be told whatsoever. This is like the person who, because you didn't spread the peanut butter on the last piece of bread exactly how they wanted it, they've thrown it on the ground because no sandwich is better than a sandwich that's not perfect.
No, they throw the stack of sandwiches because the last sandwich wasn't perfect.
Fair enough. Either way, it's dumb. You know, they wonder why people don't make more movies, sorry, I'm chewing gum, specifically directed at them. And the reason why is because you're never fucking satisfied with it. It's nothing but a goddamn headache. It's like the idea of why would you go out of your way to try to make something special for your roommate if your roommate just constantly shits all over that thing.
Now you know how I feel.
You don't make anything. You try to have sex with me and then get your mom to make me dinner.
That counts.
You didn't do anything special in that area. So
sorry, that's real SJW mindset. Well, my mom did it, so it counts.
Your mother,
I had to deliver it.
Your mother is more black and native than you are, so you need to quit culturally appropriating her dinner.
Well, she is more black and more native than me, yes.
I just said those things.
I will agree with you there.
So quit trying to take responsibility for her hard cooking.
I'm taking responsibility
for
the hard delivery.
Wait, you're making a female slave over a hot stove just to feed a white man?
No, poor she chooses
shame
to.
There's no choice in feminism.
Don't worry.
She chooses to because my mom knows the hard truth, which is really sad in my life, that this is the best influence in my life.
His mom has white privilege.
I'm not going to argue.
Tell him about the Mexican that mows the lawn.
Yeah, they got a Mexican that mows the lawn.
Okay.
He comes by, ironically, I think every 2 to 3 days.
That's the other thing, too, is I'm waiting for SJWs to start getting all of the jobs that these illegal immigrants do under the table, to start getting all those shut down, because it's not right that the illegal immigrants aren't getting paid fairly. So then the illegal immigrants are completely out of work, and then the illegal immigrants stop coming here because it's no longer profitable. Oh my God, I think I just solved the migration problem. Donald Trump needs to fucking get SJWs to pay attention to the fact that these guys aren't getting paid properly. We'll eliminate the jobs. There'll be no more reason. This is solid. Where's my Nobel Peace Prize?
Well, but see, then all their
Nobel Peace Prize.
But then all their salads, because they're a bunch of fucking vegans and vegetarians and fucking, oh, I'm not going to eat meat. Then all that's going to get expensive. Then they're going to complain and want more than
$50. Yeah, it doesn't matter. By then it'll be too late. Don't worry. They'll consume themselves. It's what they do.
Well, because they keep breaking people apart by small, insignificant factors when everyone knows you're greater than the sum of your parts.
Insignificant factors.
Yeah, because everyone knows you're greater than the sum of your parts.
I'm greater than the sum of your parts.
In weight.
Exactly.
In age.
And actual beard. Those of you that don't know, blasphemous is patchy.
I can't help it. I got that much native in me. My family's so Mexican, the border jumped
up. Open your mouth, take the native out of you. Tell him you're sorry you didn't finish the job.
Yeah, blasphemous. Keep growing a real beard. Apache is gone.
Well, yeah, but you're older than me, so it's going to take a while.
How old are you?
You little kid.
I'm 26.
Why do we have to edit that out? How are they going to track you down with that information? He called himself blasphemous. He's 26. They said he's not white. Oh, doxed!
Oh, and he's got patchy hair.
Patchy beard.
Right?
Full head of hair.
And an Iranian named roommate. Oh, we got him now.
Iranian now?
Hey, all I know is that you like to keep your identity a secret, so I can say whatever I want about your name, and you won't defend it by saying what your name really is, so that we can explain the background. I found your kryptonite!
Sukabalat.
I don't even know what that means.
No habla de moon speak.
Sounded Iranian to me.
Well, I mean,
he's gonna spit in the food.
Yep.
It'll cook off.
No, it won't. I thought the same thing about my stomach. It's been hot as balls. It still hasn't cooked off. Went to a cook off, gained more weight.
Chili cook off?
A little bit. Not really into that spicy stuff. But yeah, speaking of spicy, no, just SJWs need to stop ruining everything. Just, dude, stay out of my games. Like, I can't get away from them. They ruined video games, so I started reading comic books. They ruined comic books, so I went back to tabletop gaming. Now they're at tabletop gaming. Literally, like, how much more of my shit do they got to get involved with before I can file a restraining order?
Well, at a certain point, tell you right now, if they try and touch the retro gaming industry, I will bring my sledgehammer out.
Bro, they already tried to mess up people's sex lives. Do you think it's sexy to stop every 30 seconds to ask consent?
Apparently, according to some people on my friends list, yes, I have a few.
It is. Friends lists or friends on your list?
Well, okay, most of our regular listeners know we're based nearby Seattle anyway. Seattle is blue-pilled as fuck.
Unfortunately,
and it just keeps getting more and more blue-pilled every year. The people on my friends list who posted their sexy ways to ask for consent are all from Seattle. Every last one of them. Like, one gal she posted, like, this comic of, like, different ways to spice up your love life by asking consent. I'm just like, no. It's like, do you? Yes. I do. Let's do it. That's about as far as it gets.
I don't even go to there. I feel the vibes of the situation. Yeah. I toss a bitch on the bed. Now, they proceed to start freaking out. That's not good.
Yeah.
But if they don't, good on ya.
Wait.
Or if they make those, you know, noises that are like, that a man knows that are like, please continue. That sounds like consent to me. She's moaning.
Well, see, I don't fool around with people that fucking just lay there and don't do anything. So I can usually tell consent's involved by the fact that they are playing with my dick.
Sexy ways to ask consent. That's a thing now?
Mm-hmm.
During intercourse.
During?
During. Now you have to completely...
My mind's blind. My mind is drawing a blank on this right now because the only thing I'm seeing is you get one chance to give consent or not, because after that, the ball gag is going to prevent you from saying no.
But Look, it's real easy. I will grab a chick by the throat, all right? And then I will look them dead in the eyes. It's pretty easy to tell the difference between fear and lust. The only people that think that you need a list of ways to ask for consent are people that don't know how to get laid.
Exactly. And the comic, I'm looking at it, I'm like, wait a minute. Out of all the times in my time of doing that kind of thing, not once has a woman, like, at near the end, you know, she's like, all right, I'm done. Get off. Never has that happened.
You know,
even when, like, we're both fucking raging drunk, and I'm like, I might be sick, and she's like, you better finish first, motherfucker. And I'm like, oh, finishing? Then I'm going, you know. But it's never like, look at the clock. Okay, 30 seconds. Hey, baby, can I keep going? 30 seconds later. You like that? Should I keep going? That's just fucking lame.
No, you know what's not sexy? Needing to ask for consent. By which I mean, let me clarify, because some of our friends have gotten crazy fucking leftist style. Just fucking weird. But I'm not saying, like, I should just be able to do whatever the hell I want to whoever the hell I want. But I'm saying you should be able to know that somebody wants to fucking fool around with you. You know what I mean? Like, if you have to verbally check to see whether or not there's a vibe there, newsflash, there's not a fucking vibe there. Never in my life have I ever had to look at the other person and ask them if this is about to happen. No, because clear fucking signals. This is not hard to fucking tell. And I am notorious for not making the first move. That's not my thing, which is hilarious because I'm the fat, hairy dude with a small penis who lets everyone know that from the beginning, and I still have women jump all over me. As a dude, if you have to ask a chick if something's okay sexually, all right, obviously the mood's not there, and you should probably just disengage anyways.
I think Dave Chappelle came up with the perfect idea years ago on his show, the Wrap It Up box. The little box with the little lights, and it has the Wrap It Up music from the Emmys. When you're just ready to be done, just hit that.
I'm just saying, like, if you have to ask permission to do what you're doing, you probably shouldn't be doing what you're doing.
Especially, like, every 30 seconds. Like, I
get every 30 seconds is obsessive. I get it if, like, you're drunk, it's your first time with a chick, and you're like, hey, are you sure you want to do this? I get that. Yeah. But, like, me and my girl have been together for years. Never have I had to ask her in the past few years if this is happening or not. It's real simple. I lean in and go for the boob. She says, not in the mood. All right, cool. I roll over and go for the dick. I'm jerking off.
Yeah,
she's not
well,
in the mood. But the point is,
apparently,
wait a second. All I have to do is wait until you roll over and grab the boob and she said, not in the mood, and you'll roll over and grab my dick?
No.
Damn it.
I locked the door. You're not allowed in the room.
Damn fucking it. Degenerate. The norm now, though, is to ask consent repeatedly. Somehow, unfortunately, that has become the norm.
Repeatedly is stupid.
Yeah, and I have a feeling that because of the failures in the comic books with, you know, their plus-size female superheroine and, what was it, Miss Liberty, their South American but American lesbian, yeah, whatever. I have a feeling with Zoe Quinn at DC, they're going to actually have, like, a superhero get up with, like, a supervillain, and they'll be like, you have to ask consent every 30 seconds, and, like, put flowers and rainbows and shit on it to make people go, oh, this is a good idea.
Look, if the mood's proceeding, I'm just going to go with the flow. She'll let me know whether or not we need to stop. The only time that I feel the need to verbally ask for consent is I'm not just going to ram it in your ass unexpectedly. There's certain times where the right thing to do is to stop and ask for consent. That time is not every 30 seconds.
Yeah, that time is typically, you know, when you know, a guy wants a little bit of backdoor action, which sometimes they'll say no, which is disappointing as fuck. But still, you get some front door action regardless.
I told you already, bro. If they say no, you call me. I will take a Viagra and I will come over and I will plow your back door for you, man. I will not leave you hanging out.
Not my back door, her back door.
Whoa, it's okay for you to offer that to some of our homies, but not me to offer it to you?
I'm glad you understand this. You didn't ask me every 30 seconds. No.
God damn it.
Bam! Besides, Matt is slightly suicidal, and you've seen some of the weaponry that sits next to my bed.
Do either of you have a ball gag so I can use his own rules against him?
No. Oh, he's counting how many times he wants to suck your dick.
Apparently.
It looks like a lot.
There's not a lot there.
I know.
It looks like a lot. Words I've never heard from a woman. Hold on 1 second.
It's been 30 seconds.
No.
God damn it.
No. And if I have to tell you no repeatedly, it becomes harassment. and I'm gonna sell Zoe Quinn on you. And then they're gonna have to let me film a movie, because that's gonna be the next step. I can't wait until they announce that Zoe Quinn is now directing a movie. She spelled it everything else, so that's gonna be the next natural progression.
Unfortunately, I think you're right on that one. Is they're gonna start moving these fucktards in the movies.
Right, and what they're going to do, though, is they can't just give them their own shit to work on. They're going to have to give them well-established franchises to ruin.
Yeah, they're going to take over something that's already been well-established. And they'll put their new artistic spin on it.
Wait, this sounds real familiar, like they've already done this to something that was well-established.
I know, something like that. I know.
It wasn't the Orville. It wasn't the Orville.
I want to say Star Trek, but they're bringing back cards.
I want to say Farscape, but that's not got funding yet.
I mean, it could have been Firefly, but yeah. I think that ended before they could ruin it.
And definitely not Dark Star, because that was a college movie.
Yeah, I know,
Red
right?
War? Wait, no, that's been off air for years.
Right, no.
Yeah. I'm drawing a blank here.
Oh, Stargate. It's not quite Stargate. Like, there's people fighting out front of the gate, like some kind of a war. Like, they ruined Star Wars!
As long as they don't ruin the porn parody Star Wars.
You mean they're trying to shut down all the porn
monkey
sites.
Motherfucker. You just jinxed it. Now we're going to have to start getting SJW porn.
Hey. How am I supposed to jack off if he stops choking that chick every 30 seconds to see if it's okay to keep choking that chick?
I know, right? It's like, you know, if I'm going, I want to watch some facial abuse porn. And like, he's going to pull out 30 seconds into it. Like, you okay? You want more? Boring.
It's called consensual non-consent. Not consistently reinforced consensual non-consent, but still consensual. And it's too long. I can't jerk off to it.
See, I just find it hilarious because you look at the stuff they're trying to push for, they're never happy with whatever they get.
Never.
Comics, any of that. Because it doesn't fit their exact idea, because each and every one of them feel that they're the special snowflake, you know, czar, and can make all the decisions when there's a whole bunch of people from different walks of life, different backgrounds, different life choices they've made that don't agree with them. You can never please them all.
Well, not only that, but even if you do something exactly how they want it done, they believe that they could have done it better themselves.
And then when you let them do it, they totally fuck it up. There's only one.
But when they fuck it up, it's not their fault. It's because of misogynistic men.
Matt, it's your fault.
There's only one thing I have found that they have not screwed up, and they made brand new by themselves at an SJW. And that is the cartoon show Steven Universe. They made it. It's pretty damn good. It's been super jittery in when episodes come out. But they made something brand new. They put all their, you know, acceptance shit in there. And it's fine. They didn't take something and change it. They didn't demand a whole bunch of stupid bullshit. They just made something and let something new thrive.
Nope. Sorry. But I'm going to interject here. Steven Universe, actually, one of the creators right now is under watch by certain groups on the internet. We're making pro-pedophilia comics.
Also, I'd like to point out that you are indeed over the age of 25, right?
Yeah.
You do know that's a kid show, right?
Yeah.
You're raving about a show the same way my 11-year-old son is raving about a show.
I watch anime, too. It didn't make me a weeb.
Oh, no! No! But you proved my point at the shop the other night that I made to Bruno and all the other guys that were sitting around talking about anime. Check this out, and I dare this to anybody listening right now. If you like anime, I can almost guarantee that you have not had sex with a woman in the last 2 months. I'm not saying that anime is the reason I'm not saying that anime is the reason you're not getting laid, but I am saying that you not getting laid is the reason why you like anime.
Not true.
I have found a connection between these things.
You can also find a connection between kids who do bad stuff at school and comic books, but it doesn't mean they're all a bunch of fucking retards.
No, however, the vast majority of kids that are doing bad stuff at school don't have comic books, whereas the vast majority of anime fans are not getting sex. I'm telling you, lack of sex leads to anime.
It does.
It happens. After you have forgotten what a real woman feels like, you start to watch animated women.
She usually
and the worst part of all, like the worst part of all, of is meat. You didn't even pause that anime every 30 seconds to make sure it was okay with that woman that you were objectifying her.
But I wasn't.
You're not willing to die on my sword.
It's been 30 seconds. The answer is still no. But seriously, how many video games and shit are we going to let these people keep messing with? I think it's time that we fix the deportation laws to where we can deport you if you ruin something great. But then, look what they're doing to She-Ra.
Oh, God.
I have stayed away from that one.
I'm in the kitchen, but god damn it, thanks for reminding me.
I posted a Magog meme when they were showing the pictures of it. That's just him pointing and saying, that is a man.
Yeah.
They're ruining everything. Have you seen the new posters for the new Terminator coming out?
No.
Oh, yeah. They went full SJW there, too.
Whoa. They're coming out with another Terminator?
We have a female Terminator that totally looks like Justin Bieber. Not even playing, dude. Like, it's a female, but there's no boobs. It's ripped. It's androgynous. Because, yeah.
The Terminator franchise was perfect at two movies.
They haven't learned. Jeremy from The Quartering, I love his shorts that he's been putting out that say, go woke, get broke. Yeah, they just haven't learned.
Yeah.
They will not be happy until they mess up everything. Everything. Wait till they come after the Lion King for being sexist. Why's it gotta be a king? Why can't it be the lion transgender princess?
I don't know, dude. It's just...
And then his uncle, instead of being known as Scar, will be upgraded to C-section Scar.
And won't be his uncle?
Hey, quit assuming his gender.
It'll be his aunt who's earned her tiger stripes.
But see, I think that's really just one of the things is everyone's going on about the stupid Mandela effect thing. It's just people being retarded. And it has extended to the point where Trump derangement syndrome is a thing. People are being retarded about stuff because they want to force their viewpoint on everything. I'm cool with letting people make whatever they want if they're willing to put their fucking name and reputation on it and their own fucking money.
Well, most of these city folk have fucking grown up on social media. They're soft and fragile in the mind. They don't have to interact socially. They don't have to deal with rejection as much in the schools. Colleges now pander and cater to ideologies that have failed repeatedly in the past. Of course they got Trump derangement syndrome. They can't handle the truth that Zoe Quinn is a fat slug.
Well, they can handle the truth. It's just according to them, the truth is subjective, and therefore they can rewrite it.
Oh, yeah.
Because you need to decolonize your mind.
It's kind of like they're applying revisionist history to revisionist genetics.
Yeah, and she's not a fat slug, thank you. She's trans species. She's slowly turning into a hut. And
don't make
one,
that comparison because then they will cast her for the next movie.
Good. I, for one, applaud her courageous decision to be more like Jabba.
Okay, actually, that is a really good mental image of seeing Zoe Quinn sitting on the die. And you know, like, when Luke walks in, Zoe just reaches into the thing, grabs a little frog tuba monster, and snacks on it while laughing at him. Yeah.
Whoa.
Exactly.
But instead of the Rancor pit, like, he falls into there, and then it's just fucking Christy
Big
Winters.
Red. No, it's gotta be Big Red.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh.
Christy Winters is the Sarlacc pit.
No, the Sarlacc pit is going to be anything. Anything at all. Then it's gotta be fucking... God damn it, I was just talking about that fat bitch earlier. The one that Trump hates.
I know, but social justice warriors.
Rosie. Yes, Rosie O'Donnell can be the Sarlacc pit.
Everybody hates Rosie. No, I was just thinking, though, if it's done by feminists, wouldn't the Sarlacc pit or the Rancor pit be filled with just a bunch of white males?
No, like, instead of a gaping open maw, which clearly, according to them, is a sign for men being afraid of vaginas, it'll just be a pit with just a giant dick sticking out of it. So just picture like a CGI bigger version of Bono sticking out of the sand.
No, Bono is a deuce, not a dick.
He's a little bit of both. He's like a dirty dick. Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure that I've said everything that I can say on them ruining shit, because I'm afraid that if I say any more, they will ruin more shit.
Well, let's move on to something more fun.
Dan Harmon is a pedo!
Wait, which one's Dan Harmon?
Fucking Rick and Morty.
Oh, yeah, Jesus Christ.
Rick and Morty and...
Yeah, I saw the video from his original comedy skit thing where he literally starts fucking a goddamn fucking baby doll. Like, dude, seriously.
Did you see some of his animations, too?
No, because
like, there's
seeing
one
that alone
dude
was enough for me.
Standing in a park, you know, and like this little kid's like, you're not going to rape me, are you? And the guy's like, no, I'm not going to rape you. Pulls out a knife, stabs the kid in the belly, and then starts gut-fucking him. Brought to you by Dan Harmon.
Well, keep in mind that this is Dan Harmon, the guy who, in his original pilot for Rick and Morty, had fucking Morty sucking Rick's balls. Yeah. That's his grandfather in the series, by the way.
Mm.
sucking his grandfather's balls.
See, I gave up on Rick and Morty around that fucking Szechuan sauce bullshit. Where they fucking... He started attacking the fans because the fans were acting retarded. And I was like, oh, I'm fucking done with this. Rewatched the series and was like, yeah, I'm kind of over this fucking thing. Like, it's hard for people to make good media anymore.
Well, they were retarded about the Szechuan sauce thing because that sauce came out way back for Mulan when most of those idiots weren't even alive. And they see it on a cartoon that they think is the most amazing thing ever. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they just absolutely love it without even ever having tried it once.
I had that shit back in the day. It was all right. I prefer barbecue or honey mustard.
Sweet and sour.
Don't like it.
Always with the classic scene.
Oh, just watching Monday Matt's subscriber count continue to drop.
Yeah, his shit's, like, as creators, it's really hard to watch him go through this because he's basically a moron.
No, he's a moron, but fuck him, dude. He deserves this.
Yeah.
The guy's been false flagging all kinds of people, and why? Because they talk shit about him? Dude, I can tell you this right now. You could make a video talking endless fucking shit about me. You could show actual video footage. Stop me. I don't care. Show actual video footage of what I do throughout my day. Clown me as hard as you want. I would never flag somebody's video because they talked crap about me.
Meanwhile, just because the subject came up right now, this video could potentially get flagged.
No, because he doesn't listen to anything long enough to know that we're talking about him in this.
True.
But no, I will never understand the mentality of people that get so butthurt that they have to ruin somebody else's livelihood because you talk about them. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a genetic thing. But I will never understand being so weak that words harm you on a deep level.
But, and that's a sad thing. Is people just can't handle shit anymore.
Well, dude, the old saying, if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with social media, dude. If you can't handle people talking shit about you, get off of social media.
Especially, like, you think about it. We're a bunch of guys. When we fucking hang out, we talk mad shit to each other. Why? Because that's how we fucking bond. Fucking harden each other up for shit, you know?
Exactly.
Sometimes, but not always.
Well, yeah. But, you know, I'm just saying, like, dudes don't... people are going to talk fucking shit. That's how it is. I'm an atheist, but there's a great Christian joke that I like that is relevant to this that states that, you know, you're always going to have haters. Jesus Christ was allegedly perfect. He only had 12 friends, and one of them was a hater. So really, like, dude, people are always going to fucking talk shit. And when you're false flagging people and shit like that on YouTube, all you're doing is you're censoring people. That's it. Yeah. The thing that I hate more than anything is you are literally trying to punish somebody for using their right to free speech because it was something about you that you don't like.
I'm sorry, but he wouldn't shut up in the thread. It's my page anyway, and he's using hate speech.
Yeah, I wasn't talking about that whole thing. There's a difference. Free speech ends when you start supporting calls to violence. I believe that's our current justification. Is that our justification?
I believe that's the current definition, but it's really...
It's the latest dogma.
It's oblique as fuck. It's like trying to figure out where the event horizon went when it poofed out between here and Saturn. You know, just the event horizon poofs out, and they're like, we've discovered what hate speech is, and it poofs back in, and they just can't define it.
Right, right.
Was that the space movie we were thinking about earlier? Because it just dawned on me.
That's the one where it opens the portal, and they wind up going to hell.
Oh, so it's not the movie that we were talking about where somebody
did... No. This one ruined itself.
Okay. Oh, maybe it was that movie, the TV series that they remade called V, with the reptile alien people?
No, because if that had been the case, the SJWs already would have been offended by the fact that you're using the first letter in the word vagina.
Fuck them.
I mean, I would, but not if I have to stop every 30 seconds to make sure it's okay. No, Bruno. It's no longer as sexy as we thought it would be.
Are you sure?
I've already said that I'm sure, so...
But I didn't ask at that point.
Okay, at this point, what you're attempting is called straight erasure, okay? You're trying to change me from being straight to gay, and I don't like the way that you are persecuting me for my sexuality.
That's racist.
It's not racist because I identify as every race, and since I identify as every race, I have more intersectional... bullshit points than you.
Let's all talk at the same time.
You only believe in two sexes, though.
Whoa, did you just assume what I believe?
Yes.
Yes.
I would tell you right now in Klingon what I think about that, but I'm afraid that I would get sued by Anita Sarkeesian.
Proctonid, chapu. There you go.
And that's a
strike. We all know she's a Ferengi.
Actually, no, she's Armenian, not Jewish.
I mean, they're pretty close.
I mean, if you look at the parallels, I mean, there's a bunch of memes about it, how the Ferengis are, like, anti-Semitic and shit. Short people with big noses who love money.
It's not anti-Semitic. If anything, that's pro-Semitic. That's Semitical appreciation. They do say that, I almost said intimidation. I didn't mean intimidation.
Intimidation.
What's the word where you're doing a thing that's just like another thing?
Imitation?
Yes, imitation is the highest form of flattery. The Ferengi are anti-Semitic. They're promoting Jews in space. What's wrong with Jews in space?
So we should start regarding the president of Israel as the Grand Negus?
Oh my God. I'm not saying no.
Is this the route we're going?
No, because unlike America, they're not building a space force. Now, once the Jews get a space force, he can be the Grand Negus.
You know, the funny thing about that, the best part is, and a lot of people are pissed about the Space Force, obviously, because it already falls under the Air Force's jurisdiction. But
I disagree. There is no air in space.
Regardless of that, one of the best things I've seen written about it, though, regarding the Space Force, is if there is a Space Force, you don't want to be the second one to be out there. It's kind of true. Because if somebody else already gets a toehold, you know, you're kind of screwed.
Which is why we need to get there first. And it will be glorious. We will make space great once more.
And we could get Elon Musk with the SpaceX program.
It's Elon, not Ellen.
Well, whatever the fuck.
I know that him and that lesbian look similar, but he doesn't have a talk show.
Yes. I'm still pissed about the flamethrower, okay? It was pretty boring. Anyway, we get him to invite a bunch of the SJWs onto one of his ships. And as we know, his inventions don't exactly always work.
Well, even if they do work, keep in mind that this is the guy that says that radiation in space shouldn't be a problem.
Exactly! So we get him to put some SJWs on one of his SpaceX planes and launch them out. We don't even need to open the doors to the airlock. We already know they're going to be, like, come back as, like, fucking
not only that, not only that, SpaceX's biggest competitor is Boeing, and Boeing would take the chance to shoot him down with one of their space lasers. I'm not supposed to talk
about. So what you guys are telling me is that this is all a win-win.
Either way, we get to eat popcorn and watch the fun.
Look, I just want us and then let's say China to get to space. It's got to happen. Then we can fight each other. And it's the only way that a Star Wars will be entertaining again.
Well, yeah, because we're becoming better friends with Russia, so we can't fight them anymore.
I mean,
them as allies.
We could. I fight with my friends all the time. Have you ever tried disagreeing with Darth Narcissus?
Yeah, regularly. And I've been right a couple times.
Don't let him hear you say that.
Hey, I gotta shut him up when it came to King of the Hill. I know it better than he does. And he has Google.
Yeah, he can't form an opinion without Google, can he?
Oh my God! He totally needs to have a character in MX known as Google Man!
Google Man.
I think my favorite one ever.
Twice as fast as any normal man.
I think my favorite argument I've ever seen Narcissus lose was the cock muscle.
Yes! He still tries to deny the existence of the cock muscle, but our buddy, who is a, in the medical field, has shown him on graphs where the muscle that works the cock is, and he's trying to nitpick technicalities about the cock muscle. It's no muscle, it's a sphincter. What's a sphincter, Narciss? Well, it's a muscle. Right, and what's it attached to? That's your cock right there, right? You can flex it because of that sphincter muscle. Ergo, cock muscle.
There was a whole PowerPoint presentation and everything.
A PowerPoint presentation? Wow, I missed out.
Well, I tried to power my point into your presentation, but you got all mad.
That would be the ultimate way to piss Narcissus off. Every time that you find something he's wrong on, you make him sit down and watch a PowerPoint presentation on it.
You know, the nice thing is that we can actually say this stuff and not have to edit it out because we said enough stuff that's factually inaccurate in his mindset to where he'll never make it this far on the video before rage quit.
He doesn't even listen to videos, or doesn't watch the videos and doesn't listen to podcasts, so whatever.
Yeah. Good times. All right, well, I think that's where we should end this because this is just drawled on and on and on.
It has.
It's almost like every time you leave the room, I lose focus.
Well, I'm trying to make tacos, goddammit.
I know, and they're also messing with my focus.
I know. Okay, so we are ending the podcast for this week. See everybody next month. I'm making tacos. Game Goblin out.
Blunt Force Gamers.
You are whatever muddies the white.
I'm killing Steve Shives.
I am so blue ball on fucking EA right now.
It means hold on, fuck.
Durr.
Pay me rent, bitch.
Hey! I paid for a 2-liter, you fucker!
3, 2, 1.
Ready?
Hello. Feeling tired at the gaming table? Unsure if your game needs inspiration? Want to hear foul-mouthed jackasses poke fun at gaming companies when they screw up? Want an honest, street-level opinion from a team of gamers that call it like it is? Then Blunt Force Gamers may be the podcast for you. Now there's a podcast untamed by political correctness that may bring your game some added invigoration, whether it is video gaming, tabletop gaming, or card gaming. Each episode may contain unusual amounts of truth, logic, opinions based on personal experiences, half-assed insights, and random bullshit. The BFG podcast is not recommended for children under 18, nor for children over 18, and is not suitable for those who are nursing, pregnant, recently pregnant, or for those who can get others pregnant. Each episode may also contain crude and or puerile humor, humor of a racist, sexist, nihilist, ableist, jingoist, ageist, or fatalist commentary. Warning! Excessive listening to the podcast may cause the following conditions: tremors, sweating, facial twitching, premature ejaculation, pustulant tumors, nausea, headaches, dizziness, swelling in the left kneecap, lucid dreaming, daydreaming, night terrors, involuntary convulsions, a condition known as sausage fingers, spontaneous rectal combustion, autoerotic asphyxiation, an unusual desire to befriend parasitic space monsters, Bigfoot sightings, and uncontrollable facepalming. Lactation is known to occur in both men and women. Do not listen to BFG if you suffer from any of the following conditions: social justice whining, passive-aggressive hippie syndrome, high-speed battles with a Nexus 6, table-flipping rage quitting, or diagnosed as having no sense of humor. Ask your doctor if asking your doctor is right for you.
Ah, ai janai yo, suki dake da yo.